Welcome to Tourism Roundup. In this edition, Jamaica welcomes 2 million stopover visitors, a historic first. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe, you don't have to think twice. Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, man.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
For your sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you love a life, you love many people. One blood, the father says so.
While you
sign up to them, be a blood donor. Many people. One blood.
The tourism sector came out of 2013 swinging with a landmark achievement. What was this? For the first time in the country's history, it recorded 2 million stopover visitors in a 12-month period.
In reaching these milestones, the industry has seen Jamaica establish itself as a major center of hotel development to the extent that our indigenous hotel developers have been successful at developing international brands that have driven growth here at home and in several other places in the region.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. Stopover arrivals have grown steadily over the years, but on December 29, 2013, it was American couple Alexis and Greg Grainer of Boston, Massachusetts, who enabled Jamaica to achieve the 2 million mark. The Grainers were welcomed by an official delegation headed by Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil, who presented them with gifts and other memorabilia to commemorate the occasion.
Jamaica has become an iconic brand in the travel industry, achieving name recognition in almost every nation on earth. Certainly, Jamaica remains high on the aspirational list of consumers the world over. We feed these aspirations by our marketing efforts for the excellence with which we have consistently earned admiration and recognition.
Minister McNeil says investment in infrastructural development have stimulated growth in the attraction sector, thus making Jamaica the destination in the region offering the widest variety of attractions and activities for stopover and cruise visitors.
As we enter 2014 on the wave of a highly successful year in tourism, we shall be moving aggressively to harness even more the power of this industry to drive growth in other sectors by forging stronger and deeper linkages with tourism.
The ministry will also be increasing its efforts to explore and tap into new markets while working to build even greater momentum in our traditional markets in 2014.
Our geographic location, the natural beauty of our island, our rich and vibrant culture, and our colorful history have all been factors in this success, but none more so than the Jamaican people themselves, who have infused Brand Jamaica with warmth, humor, and a unique flair for hospitality that remains unchallenged. Let us look forward to building on this achievement to make occasions like this an annual feature in our industry.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil.
Let's get together now, let brotherhood unite us.
That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. I'm Camilla Guthrie. One love.
One love. Be Jamaica's new
one heart.
I believe the children.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Thwaites, Minister of Education. Remember, every child in Jamaica has the right to an education. And there's no excuse to keep a child out of school, whether girl or boy, urban or rural. Under the Child Care and Protection Act, all children from ages 4 to 16 years must be in school. Not only can you end up in trouble if you rob them of this right, but you're cheating our children of having a bright and productive future. Going to school should be the golden rule. Every child can learn, and every child must learn.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
And so I learned.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.